This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is about to make a new push for overhauling the immigration system. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration is set to propose changes to legal immigration policies. President Donald Trump will unveil a new immigration plan in a speech Thursday, making the argument to the American people that the current system needs to be overhauled. The overhaul proposal is being led by Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner. The plan would make changes to the current green card system, favoring people with high-level skills, degrees, and job offers over people with relatives already in the United States. The administration will also make a push for an asylum system overhaul designed to process fewer applications. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran has officially stopped some commitments under a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers following an order from its National Security Council. An official in the country's atomic energy body told the ISNA news agency. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reports, U.S. officials say Iran may be behind Houthi militants or Iraq-based Shiite militias carrying out Sunday's attacks on tankers.
U.S. intelligence officials on Wednesday told Reuters they now believe Iran had actively encouraged two of its proxies to carry out this weekend's sabotage attacks on four tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. Sources said the government believes Iran gave its, quote, blessing to bombing operations that hit two Saudi crude oil tankers, a United Arab Emirates fuel barge, and a Norwegian tanker. Dismissing any threat, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif earlier this week accused, quote, extremist individuals in the U.S. government of pursuing dangerous policies. Tehran has denied any involvement in the attacks, and the source said the U.S. does not have evidence Iran played any direct operational role.
That's Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting. This is VOA News. The government said Wednesday that to date it has paid out more than $8.5 billion to American farmers to offset their loss of sales to China and other trading partners because of foreign tariffs imposed by Beijing and other governments. The U.S. had been shipping $12 billion worth of soybeans a year to China, but Beijing's imposition of the tariff severely cut down on the U.S. exports as China bought the beans from other countries. The acting head of the Federal Aviation Administration defended the way his agency certifies airline safety after two deadly crashes of the now-grounded Boeing 737 MAX jet. Daniel Elwell called the system where FAA approves employees at plane manufacturers inspect the aircraft they built themselves a good system, but skeptical Democrats on the House Transportation Committee questioned the agency's credibility. A Boeing 737 MAX crashed off the coast of Indonesia in October, and another 737 crashed in Ethiopia in March, killing a total of 346 people. Both planes were equipped with a system designed to push the nose downward to prevent a mid-air stall. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law Wednesday a near-total ban on abortion. It's a measure now considered the nation's most stringent abortion law, Reuters. Tim McGuire.
The Alabama law bans nearly all abortions, including the victims of rape or incest. The other state measures restrict abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights groups vowed to head to court. Emory University law professor Eric Siegel.
There will be lawsuits, and in all likelihood, lower courts will strike them down. They'll have to strike them down.
Siegel adds that the states will face a tough legal road when and if their cases make it to the Supreme Court.
It's not just Roe anymore. There are three cases that protect a woman's right to have an abortion. All of these laws are inconsistent with all of those cases.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Representatives of the Venezuelan government and the opposition are in Norway for talks on resolving the stalemate that mired the South American nation in a political and economic crisis. Venezuelan officials say Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez is representing President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gonzalez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared President Juan Guaido. And Houthi rebels are said to have moved their military forces away from the critical Red Sea port of Hodeida, and a positive first step toward easing hostilities in the country's four-year-long civil war. The pullback is significant as Hodeida port has been a flashpoint in the conflict. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.